Okay, welcome everyone back to Parshas Shavua. This Parsha is Lech Lecha. It's a very important and beautiful Parsha. It's when we get introduced in a more detailed way to Abraham Avinu. Now, just to mention, I think you mentioned this before, but just to set the scene, Abraham Avinu is born towards the end of last week's Parsha, but we only have a very few psukim describing the birth and marriage of Abraham in last week's Parsha. Although it actually, those few verses cover the first 75 years of his life. And then a new parasha begins with Avraham Avinu and Hashem commanding Avraham Avinu to go to uproot himself from his family and so on, and to go to Eretz Yisrael, to the land of Israel. And of course, the Mefarshim point out that there's a huge difference between Avraham Avinu in last week's parasha, the first 75 years, and this week's parasha. This week's parasha, we always call Avraham Avinu the first Jew, but he really became the first Jew with a special Jewish neshama that we have inherited from him, and so on. In this week's parasha, when Hashem reveals himself to him and actually gives him a mitzvah and creates that intrinsic connection with him and a commandment, from that moment on, really starts the history of Am Yisrael. And that's why it's such an important, critical parasha. And that's the introduction of the first pasuk in this week's parasha, this mitzvah of going beyond himself, going away from himself, from his family, and going to Eretz Israel. That's the Avraham Avinu that is most relevant to us, so to speak. And that's why suddenly there's a shift in tone and there's amazing detail. It's not just the first few psukim of last week's parsha, it's Bereishis and Noach, and go up until Avraham Avinu, cover like almost 2,000 years. And then suddenly now things start to go very slowly because the Torah, of course, is about our connection to Hashem, and our destiny and our history really starts from this week's parsha. So we know that the parsha begins with Hashem speaking to Avram, and he says, Lech lecha, go lecha, we'll soon explore that word, me'artzecha, from your land, me'latitcha, from your birthplace, beis avicha, from your father's home, and go ela oretz asher arecha, to the land that I will show you. And Hashem promises him that I will make you into a big nation, I will bless you, and I will make your name great. So the one issue with this phrase of Lech Lecha is, what does Lecha mean? Rashi says, Lecha means Lech Lecha, go for yourself, meaning for your benefit. Mefarshim raised the question, if that's the case, what was the test? If it's going to be beneficial for Avraham Avinu, then what's the test? And what I Because it's considered one of the big tests that Avraham Avinu passed. But if someone said to you, if you know, move away and you'll become great and financially successful and have a lot of children and so on, so it's not really a test. There's an interesting perspective on that, and that is that was exactly part of the test. Hashem said, you will gain, you will actually benefit from this. But the reason you have to do it is not for the benefit. That was the test. The reason you have to do it is because Hashem said so. And often that's our test as well. Hashem gives us mitzvahs, some of them we enjoy, they talk to us, it's beneficial for us. But really, the fundamental, and it all helps to understand them and so on, but the real test of a mitzvah is we do it because Hashem said so, and if we're ready to do it, even if we don't understand it, or even if it's not good for us, or even if it's uncomfortable, that's part of the test of serving Hashem. Okay. The word lecha, the Kli Yakar, explains a little bit differently. The Kli Yakar says the following. He says, in general, Hashem told him it was more about of a journey, a spiritual journey that he had to take. And Hashem said to him, in order to take that journey, you need to distance yourself from three things. Now, it's interesting, we know that the pasuk says it seemingly in the wrong order. It says, go away from your country, from your birthplace, and from your father's home. Truth is that if a person leaves his father's home, he first goes away from his father's home, then his birthplace, and then his country. But the Kli Yakar explains that actually, no, what the Torah is saying is it's talking in order of difficulty. The easiest thing for a person when they move is the fact that he's going away from the country. A person is not that dependent on his or her country in general, doesn't get that much from his country necessarily. Yeah, he might be comfortable in that particular country, but it's not a huge deal. More importantly is his city, his birthplace. That's harder to say goodbye to because it's people you know, people you're familiar, people that help you, people that are sort of your support group in a very broad way. Says the Kli Yakar, that's harder to go away. That's harder to say goodbye from. But Hashem is telling Avraham Avinu, you need to say goodbye to that in order to grow in order to embark on that spiritual journey. The hardest, of course, is your family home. That's your rock solid support. That's who you are. That's who you're dependent on. And this, and yet Avraham Avinu had to say goodbye to that as well. And he says, and then there's a third thing, a fourth thing, I mean, and that's more positive. In other words, it's lech lecha. Lech lecha means go to yourself, discover your intrinsic neshama. Not in the context like they talk about today, your authentic egocentric self. We're talking about discover something about you you didn't know. Discover your inner soul, your inner neshama. Discover your infinity, your godliness within you. But in order to do that, you have to say goodbye to the things you're attached to that have not allowed you to discover God, that have not facilitated the discovery of your connection with Hashem. And that's also part of what I said before, that from Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu becomes the first Jew. That's the connection to Hashem, which is accomplished through discovering his own neshama. Lech Lecha, go deep within yourself. That's what Lech Lecha means. But in order to do that, Hashem is saying, Vayomer Hashem al Avram, Hashem says to Avram, Lech Lecha, go to you, go discover yourself. But here's what you have to do. Me'artzecha, Me'ladetecha, Be'savicha, these three things you have to say goodbye and disconnect from, and then you'll be able to facilitate the journey of going deep within yourself, the Lech Lecha. So that's a little bit of a synopsis. Now, I want to share with you something, and I've shared this book before, the Sefer before, share with you something that comes from the Sari Alofim. And he gives an interesting interpretation on the three brachas that Hashem gave Avraham Avinu. So Hashem told him, if you go, I will make you into a great nation, I will bless you, and I will make your name great. Rashi says that the derech, the journey, when a person travels, it could affect three things negatively. It could affect the turmoil, could affect the ability to have children, period, virilia, could affect your financial stability, and also can take away your name. You move away, you're not famous, and like all that kind of stuff. Therefore, Hashem said to him, don't worry, go, it'll be for your benefit. In fact, on the contrary, I'll make you a great nation. In other words, you'll have children. I will bless you with money, and I'll make you a vagadlo shmecha. I will make your name great. You will not lose your reputation. And he poses the question. He said, "That's on a physical level. Well, what's the depth of this idea? What does it actually mean?" And he gives a whole perspective on what this actually means. And it's got to do not just with Avraham Avinu's journey, but it's got to do with our journey, because we have a principle. The Ramban brings it. Others bring it. Maisei avoy simen lebonim. Whatever happened to our forefathers happens to us, or happens to us in Jewish history, or happens to us individually. And he says the following. Hashem tells Avraham Avinu that there's going to be a derech. You're going to journey. You're going to travel. And there are three things that could be affected. Pru revu, multiplying, finance, and your name. But don't worry, because they're all going to be completely fine. And he explains it in the following way. He says, often a person in life, we go through what's called a derech, which means we go through a weakened spot where we suddenly not where we are. We're not stable. We're not consistent. We suffer sort of a descent. We become vulnerable. We become weak. We become sort of, we don't know who we are. We become unsuccessful. And we go through a patch. And that patch is there for a reason. Often it presents itself as something which is a challenge and a difficulty, an unexpected challenge. But it's a patch. But the patch has a kavanah, an intention. The patch is there in order to bring a greater strength, what we call yirida soirech aliyah. And that patch is like a journey. It's called a derech. He says that's a derech. And that's what Rashi means. The derech that a person takes can affect three things. Because the Gemara tells us in Yerushalmi, kol hadrochim b'cheskes sakana. When a person is regular in a routine and doing well and serving Hashem, everything is fine. But as soon as there's a derech, there's a deviation, you've deviated from the normal path, and you're on some sort of journey, unexpected journey, that is dangerous. What's the danger? What's the spiritual danger? So he explains three things could happen, which are symbolized by the three things that Rashi tells us. First thing that can be affected is Puriyo Virivyo. Puriyo Virivyo means multiplying, which means like this. So a person who normally serves Hashem when things are going well, there's a desire to keep on improving, to do better, add another mitzvah, do another kindness to someone else. And the more we add and the more we do, the more we feel good, the more we have what's called sipuk hanefesh, we kind of get that satisfaction, that inner spiritual satisfaction of living a life with meaning and purpose by keeping on adding goodness and good things and mitzvahs and kindness to others. But when we suddenly feel weak, we go through that patch, suddenly it becomes hard to keep up that momentum and to be energized, to keep on growing and to keep on adding to the good journey that we're on. So Hashem says to us, don't worry. When you're on that patch, it is a patch. It's challenging. But that's particularly the time, that's specifically the time when you have to become strong and you have to discover your resilience and you have your spiritual resilience and keep on doing more and keep on doing, even though you've lost, like the sails have been taken out of the wind. The wind's been taken out of the sails. You've kind of lost your energy. You're just not interested anymore. That's the time to be misgaber, not to let it draw you down. But Hashem says, I will bless you if you try, if you go on that journey properly and you have the right perspective, I will bless you that it won't affect your multiplying. On the contrary, you'll become more fruitful in a spiritual sense. The second is, sometimes a person is comfortable, things are going well, he has the right resources, things are good. But financial challenge can be a real issue. When a person goes through a patch and part of that patch is affecting his finance, that can be a real issue. And often we despair, and that's when we sort of lose hope and it becomes very difficult to stay focused. In fact, it doesn't bring this, but this is something that is explained in Torah Or of last week's parasha about the flood, where the Alter Rebbe explains that everyone has a flood. And that flood, he says, is tirdois haparnosa. It's the distractions that come from trying to earn a living, from making ends meet. But sometimes that test is very difficult. And it becomes, specifically when that distraction comes, it becomes so hard to focus on learning Torah, doing mitzvahs. And Hashem says to us, that's the second thing that can be affected by the derech, by that unexpected patch, unexpected trip. But Hashem says, he promises, if we try, and if we don't give up, and we stay focused, it will become to greater bracha in the area. It will bring to greater resources, greater blessing. And the third thing is a very important one, and that is the name of a person. Rashi says that the journey, the derech, affects the name. What does that mean? It means your identity. Who are you? We often define ourselves by the recent failures that we experience. Sometimes we lose our chayes, we lose our energy. We lose our oomph in terms of serving Hashem. We lose the desire, the geschmack, the excitement, the enthusiasm of learning Torah and doing more mitzvahs. Hashem says, no. You think you're a failure. You defy, that's it. And you start to give up. You start to give up because the derech can affect how you define yourselves, how you define your very identity. And what you need to know is that your identity remains the same. You're going through a bad patch. You're going through a yerida, but your name remains strong. And when we understand that and we connect to that, and we understand that anything that we do that has been a failure is only external. And that's why the Torah tells us, the Chazal tell us, that afal pi shechata Yisraelu, that when a yid, even though if a person sins, they still remain a Yisrael. Yisrael is the high level of Jewishness. We know there's two names, Yisrael and Yaakov. But if you fail, you're still Yisrael. Deep down, your identity hasn't changed. And Hashem says, if you pull through and you just put an effort and you understand that this patch is a test, your identity won't be weakened, on the contrary, become stronger. And this is the promise that Hashem gives to us in our Lech Lecha. Hashem says, go and connect with your Eretz Yisrael. Travel to your Israel, travel to the very essence of who you are, travel to your Hashem's connection. And sometimes traveling means that you have a bad patch along the way, which could affect your desire to multiply, your desire to despair, like you want to just give up, or you have, because you have the test of distraction from resources, or You have that weakening of identity. Hashem says, no, lech lecha will be for your benefit. If you try and you understand it just for the purpose of building greater spiritual resilience, your ability to do more mitzvahs will increase. Your ability to have brachas that are financial and resourceful will increase. And your identity as a yid will become even stronger. And that's the spiritual explanation of what Rashi tells us about the three brachas that Avraham Avinu will have. That's just a little insight of Parshas Lech Lecha. Have a good week, everyone, and ultimately a good Shabbos towards the end of the week. All the best.